Here we are, Friday, and Mr. Kiger is here to make it a complete day.
You are kind. Thank you for the invitation. I jumped upon the opportunity to be with you this morning.
You know what? Anita Bryant used to do commercials for...
orange juice.
Orange juice.
Yes.
Says, a day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine. I was going to say, a day without Freddie Kiger is like a day without sunshine.
You are too kind.
A day without.
You've also probably been having too much of the product we talked about yesterday.
A day without Freddie Kiger is like a day without Anita Bryant.
Hey, you remember Anita Bryant got in a lot of trouble. Remember that?
What was it? I've forgotten.
Well, she, you know, being the former Miss America, she was she kind of dissed on gays and transsexuals.
Oh,
and
yeah,
made a couple of kind of.
I remember that.
I don't know.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she's in an orange tree in Florida.
I never had much interest in her in the first place. But
Was she too goody-two-shoes for you?
Yeah, she was. She was. And she was really, really conservative. Really.
Well, that brings me
wing.
A question. Yeah. Which of the Beatles would you have been? John Lennon?
Which of the Beatles would I have been?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Tell me about you first. Who would you have been?
Well, I kind of lean toward Paul McCartney.
Really?
But I have some, I like, that's hard. That'd be tough.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, I think I would lean
more toward George, actually.
Really? Interesting.
Because he's a peace-loving, you know, really peaceful guy.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly as low-key as George was. That'd sort of be a combination of George and John, I guess.
Well, we'll get into this later then.
All right. Psychological profile.
Exactly.
Probably closer to John, but some of George's tendencies, I guess.
Well, today we have a question that has nothing to do, of course, with what we were talking about.
Ask me the question tomorrow. I'll give you a completely different answer.
Okay. Nintendo.
Okay.
Did you ever play Nintendo?
A little bit.
Yeah,
not,
I didn't
not
either.
Very much.
I'm not much. So this is kind of to another audience who has calloused thumbs.
I know my son played it a lot.
Oh, I bet. Well, we'll give Zach a call. He'll get this one.
Really?
In Nintendo's Mario franchise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Name Mario's green clad brother.
Let's see.
In Nintendo's Mario franchise.
I cannot do
name
this.
Name Mario's green clad brother.
Is Mario in the. It's not even coming into my mind. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a Nintendo question.
Yes.
You know, the Mario brothers. There was, it was Mario, and then there was his brother. And
Who had a green clad, I think he had jeans over them.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to kick myself.
Starts with an L.
Luigi.
That's it.
Yeah, Luigi. That's it. Sometimes you just have to give me a little hint,
I know.
It comes back.
I'm just glad you didn't say loser.
Look at that. Well, the way you held up your hand, it's a wonder I didn't. Yeah.
Luigi is portrayed as the slightly younger but taller fraternal twin brother of Nintendo's mascot, Mario.
I didn't realize he was younger or taller.
And he appears in many games throughout the Mario franchise, often as a sidekick to his brother. Okay. Kind of like me and you, their partner. You're Mario, I'm Luigi.
You're sort of a little bit younger.
Am I taller?
And not as tall.
No, I'm not as tall.
So, at any rate, and you think we like Italian. I think we only like only pizza. I'm just messing around here. I'm sorry.
Oh, Larry. Whoa.
Thank you, Dean Martin.
Whoa.
All right.
Hey, everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks.